Hi, this is Lawrence Hill, Arts Advisor at Brighton Digital Festival, and with the next in our series of short interviews with artists who've been awarded the Arts and Tech Commissions. And I'm at Brighton Media Centre today with Alex Peckham. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
And Alex, his piece is called Interstice.
That's correct.
Yeah. Good. Let's get that. I'm slightly worried that I'm saying it wrong. So, Alex, do you want to just tell us a little bit about what Interstice is and what's behind it?
Yeah, it's a sound installation, but it's also a sculptural work, and it takes the human genome and it converts it into a 400-year-long melody. Wow. And the melody kind of travels around you, sort of around the participants from the four corners of the room. And then in the centre of the room, there is a sort of inverted sculpture of a boat, which is about 4 or 5 feet long, kind of a crystal type boat. And each time it plays a note, the boat kind of pulsates with light and then it fades into darkness.
Right.
And because the whole thing would take 400 years to complete, obviously you can't listen to the whole thing, but it is kind of the code that makes a person as well. Or, I mean, it's not the code of one individual, but it's the code for people. And so it's kind of about how, I guess, how we attribute value to things in the time that we have and what's important and what's not, kind of thing. And also maybe a little bit about how loss or incompleteness and the fact that that is kind of an inescapable fact of life as well.
It's a bit like being in the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you know that you can't hear all of the melody, but you can hear the bit that you can hear, and you can really enjoy that, and that's really cool. Is there a second element?
There is also a second new sculptural work, which has sort of been made possible by the commission, which is being installed as well, and that's approximately 4 feet long, and it's a suspended work. It's also illuminated itself, but there will be some external illumination as well. And maybe I won't say too much about it. I'd like for people to kind of come and see it and
Excellent,
sort of see
yeah.
it fresh. But yes, there's also a second sculptural work that will be existing in the same space.
Excellent. So in terms of when this piece opens next Wednesday?
To the public next Wednesday, private view next Tuesday.
17th.
Yep.
So when people come along and see the work, this is always quite a tricky question, which I hesitate to ask, but what do you want people to get out of the experience?
I think that different people get different things from it, and I know that, you know, in some ways I think a lot of people are able to appreciate the sculpture on an aesthetic level because it is quite intricate. I mean, it took about 300 hours to make, and it was all made out of plaster first and then moulded and cast in clear resin and so on and so on. So I think I do like people to kind of appreciate the craft and the effort that's gone into the stuff, because I think in some contemporary art there is almost a push against sort of aestheticism or something. And I kind of want to say, well, I don't think that has to be the case. But also, I guess I just want people to draw their own conclusions about the work, or just think about that kind of... think about scale, really, and, like, the scale of the melody. In fact, it's far bigger than them, and there's a lot of things in the world and the universe that are far bigger than them. And maybe think about... if it makes them think about their scale, their position in everything, then that would be nice, but I'm happy to just pretty flashing thing as well.
So pretty flashing thing or massive existential crisis,
or
anywhere in that spectrum.
So I think different, you know, different ages, different people can appreciate different things, but
sure, that's great. So thank you for that, Alex, and we will catch up later. And as we said, at Brighton Media Centre, Interstice opens on the 17th of September. All details, as always, on the Brighton Digital Festival website. Cheers.
Okay, thank you.